Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Outstretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Outstretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
So Wax had like 10 bitches send him food just now.
Nope, wasn't 10.
How many?
I ate one. I'm sure other ones is at the lobby. And some is on the way. Some is probably being ordered right now.
You know, it's mad fucked up. It's like 10 of us in here and he didn't get us nothing.
I just put the back call out there. I was just really just playing. I didn't think it was actually going to come like that. I was like, yo, Wax is hungry. And then you not being here, they didn't see you, so that's probably why you didn't get something.
No, that's fucked up.
But you know what's really fucked up?
I'm starving.
T Diddy was in there, and I told him to bring her some. I told her to go on her DMs, and nobody sent her anything.
Look, he said you need some breakfast.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, throw in an extra order for me.
But look, I think somebody tried to get me. You see what's in there?
What's in there?
There's a fucking dead bug in there. So that's what I'm saying. Whoever did send it, I was kind of fast. I was eating it.
I would have threw up. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
that's why, like, I would never do anything
like
that.
My stupid ass just fucking ate the food from whoever. I don't even fucking know who it is.
It was probably the person that delivered it. The dude.
He probably listened
to my
shit.
He thinks you're sexy.
Yeah. No,
you about to pass out in a few fucking minutes from that juice.
Chill out. Hold on. I'm drinking water now.
What was in that juice? It's gone now.
I don't even know.
Yo, you about to fall to the ground. Somebody gonna come in here and drag you out, and we gonna let him do it.
But
what'd he look like? What'd he look like? Did he look good at least?
I have no idea. Smith went and got the food.
Smith?
So he said, like the rest of it. Sure, he's making me. Unless you go get him off his job and get him a new house, he ain't gonna fuck over your shit.
Once you get that Quaalude going through your system. Now, is that what fucking Bill Cosby used?
No, that was on Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I thought some people was being nice to me. And no, and nobody likes me.
Nobody likes you.
Nobody likes me.
But okay, we didn't even say this is Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Oh, they don't know that?
No.
All right.
So, Bully and the Beast Podcast, I'm L'Oreal.
Yes, and this is your boy Wax.
Wax won't be with us in a few minutes.
Shut up.
I can't wait. So, ew.
Oh, shit. Something might be wrong. I never burped.
I told you. Why would you lean in the mic and burp?
I don't know. Something might be wrong.
That was fucking disgusting.
But the food looks so good.
With the bug?
That's like having a pretty ass girl with stink pussy.
I can't believe. Wait, how much did you eat before you said a bug?
Yo, everything.
Oh, well. Your stomach hurt too?
Nah, not really. But just not putting your brain. So once you put it in your mind, you start happening. You know what I'm saying?
You start burping and shit.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, so we're going to get into some voicemails now. Right. If y'all want to leave voicemails, which we love. We love voicemails.
Do that.
Just do so. The number is
347-679-6118. Holla at us.
And any advice you need from us, we'll give it to you.
Great advice.
To the best of our abilities.
Amazing advice.
Okay, let's go.
Yo, L'Oreal, Wax, what's up? I need some help. So my girl been away for the past month. She went back home to Trinidad to like visit family and shit. Now, she do this shit every fucking year for the summer. She'll go over there for like either the whole summer or like a few months. Me and her have been together probably like 3 years. And every time she go, some shit always happens. Either I don't hear from her ass or she'll just be on some weird type shit and want to argue with me all day. And I don't be having the energy all the time, so she'll block me on everything. And then there's no type of communication at all. So now my head, in my head, all the thoughts just running around like, oh, she fucking everybody on the motherfucking island, which could be true. And I'm like, I mean, it is what it is. But I need help trying to handle this when she come back. Do I check her on the situation, or do I just like, you know what, you can stay in your lane over there. Like, I'm good off you altogether. Just give me a little bit of advice, because when she over here, I try to take her to a party, she be like, nah, she good. Or get her to drink a little bit, get her to turn up, let loose. Nah, she ain't with none of this shit. But when she go over there, she go to all the parties that start at 11, be over at 8 a.m., shaking her ass. Like, she don't dance. She don't twerk over here. She don't do nothing over here. She's a child of God over here. But when she go down there, the devil is a lie. I don't know who she is when she down there. Just give me some
bro,
advice.
You have to know who you are. You're not the fun guy. You like the mom. You like the safe guy. Like, you see a lot of kids, when they with their mom, they just like, he don't want to do nothing. He just want to sit around and do anything. And then you get somebody that's fun coming around. You see a kid fucking running around and jumping around and do all that type of shit.
Yeah.
Bro, you're the fucking fun. You're the unfun mom. Like, whatever the case may be, like, I want to know what this is. I want to know, are you paying all the bills? Like, what's going on in your relationship? You got to tell me a little bit more about this.
Right, and is he paying for the Trinidad trip?
Are you paying for that too?
Because she's clearly, I mean, one thing I will say, it's like, when you're on an island, shit is a little different.
Totally
though.
Different.
Like, you don't even want to have your phone, to be real.
Yes.
When you're on an island, do you really be wanting to be on your phone?
No.
You be chilling, like, you be
but
in the water.
You do get the phone call. If you, like, find somebody.
Yeah, you slide off.
Yeah, so.
To talk.
That's to somebody that you do love. If he ain't getting nothing, he getting totally blocked.
She's going away for a month to get away from him, not to be pulling away from people to talk to him on
FaceTime. But even though if I'm away inside another country or another island, I'll find a way to still get in touch with a couple or something.
No, that's that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he's getting blocked. She got nothing.
But he's killing the fun. Like, he's the fun police.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody got time for you, mom. Go over there. Just make sure everything is done when we get home. When I get home, to make sure the house is clean. And make sure everybody's, yo, bro, you like the maid.
I just wonder, because, like, where is he trying to take her? He's probably not trying to go to reggae parties
and
shit.
Yeah, that's what she likes. She don't want to go to the fucking percolator in Jersey.
That nigga's definitely like an event kind of person. Yeah. He's like, my friend is having an event.
Yeah, let's go.
And she's like, hell no, nigga.
She's whack as hell.
She want a dutty wine in the fucking. She want a dutty wine in the yard.
For real. Socks off and all that shit.
Yeah.
She wants somebody to jump from a fucking stage on her fucking pussy.
You know she don't fuck with you like that because she ain't asked you to come.
Exactly. Period. 6 years, you never went over there. Knowing she can't communicate with that meat the whole time. Girls do not let their meat just go too far. I don't give a fuck how. I mean, it could be 20 years. Where are me going?
I just can't see, like, going on a, even if it's to see my family, going away and not having this nigga come at all, and I just block him. And
no communication.
Something ain't right about this shit.
She getting trashed over there.
I think she's married out there.
She's right?
She just go back to make some money off of him, and then she go back to her family once a year.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, man.
Something's not right here. Yeah.
She's over there telling me, oh, I'm going to America and go get some money and I'm coming back and spending over here with y'all. And he going to continue to keep sending money. I wonder, are you still sending her money?
Yes.
Or she still got the link to the other bank account?
He cash apped her at least 3 times since she's been out there.
She probably got the card over there.
What you think?
She got the card.
What card?
They have cards that they got joint cuts.
Facts.
And his paychecks automatically go in there. She get to put the money she want to put in there. I like her.
She just out there spending
She's
his
from Trinidad,
money.
And you going crazy over a pussy? What's her name? All right, buddy. Guess what? You're the maid and the mom. Y'all know who you are, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like I said, I can't see just going away from my boyfriend for a month and not giving a fuck and, like, blocking him. But, I mean, like I said, when you do get around family and shit like that with me, yeah. I don't really be wanting to be bothered neither. But not for a month.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
No communication. You still want to make sure you're motherfucking all right.
I get aggravated too. I'd be like, I'm chilling with my family. Relax. Like, if you didn't want to come, maybe she did invite him, but he can't take a month off from work because he got to pay for her check.
Still, or still go for a weekend, or, you know what I mean, check up on there, make sure she don't need some dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't understand why he has not been to Trinidad. He didn't say that.
He probably can't
but
dance.
But he said a month.
It's probably like, if you can't go to, if I never go to Trinidad because I don't know how to dance like them.
He might be white.
We don't know that.
I don't know what's happening.
But what is she doing?
I don't know. I think
like,
should...
you can't like bring somebody into your culture who can't dance and move like that. It's like, what are you going to do when I want to dance? You just gonna stand there?
That's the only thing I don't like about like certain voicemails. I have so many other questions I want
to
ask
you about this, bro. I don't think you could dance. That's the problem. That's what you need to do. When you learn how to dirty wine, I'm saying it right?
Dutty
wine and do all that shit, jumping from the stage, doing backflips on her pussy and like picking her up and like slam her head against the wall and like pumping
fuck
fast.
Fuck all that. Did she ever invite you? That's all I want
to
know.
He got to learn how to pump fast.
Nigga, you can't learn unless you go. He can learn, but he need to go.
Learn how. That's our advice. Learn how to do that dirty wine shit and learn how to jump from a stage and fall on your head.
That's his advice.
And I think he'll win. Once he learn how to
okay,
dance.
Okay, next
her.
Caller.
All right.
Lily and the Beast podcast. Hi. L'Oreal. Hi, Wax. I've heard this question asked a lot of times, but I feel like my situation is different. I've been with my son's father for like 4 years, and he's amazing. Like, everything is great. He does everything great, great protector, provider, everything. Like, he's just a great man. But since I had my son, I am no longer, like, physically attracted to him. And I know he notices because he tells me. And I don't know how to change that. I want to know how to change that because he does everything great, and he's great with my son, our son, and I would love to marry someone like him. But I don't know why the physical attraction left once I had my son. So I don't know what to do to change that. Help me. Thank you.
Damn.
At least ours come back. You know, when we nut, we like hate the girl or want the girl to leave, and then like maybe like a day or two, we probably want her back again. That baby must be like a big ass nut for a girl. Like, it never came back. You know what I'm saying? It shit never came back for a female.
What? What are you talking about?
The baby was a nut for a girl. Well, you don't listen. You got to take it from the top. Like, you know, I hit the home run and you just like, oh shit, I missed it.
Nah, because I just don't know. I don't agree.
Yeah, because it's like, what happened? As soon as you had the baby, it's like now she don't like him no more.
She got what she wanted.
Oh, so that's what the guys is. We got what we want. We got that nut. Now we're like, yeah, I don't want you no more. See, that's what I'm saying.
No, some women are like that. Like, some women are just like, I want my baby with this person and that's it.
Yeah, beat it.
Like, that's all. But now I have my baby and leave us alone.
But if it happens, believe me. And like, if a guy does that, he's a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
all right, I get it. You know?
See, I always feel in situations like this, you got to be honest with somebody. And if you're too scared to be honest, cheat on him and get caught. Like,
yeah, act like that's what it was. Like, what is it? Is it sex got bad? Did he get fat? Did he had an unhealthy diet? Like, she might be a vegetarian. He might, like, still eating meat. Like, what's turning you off? Can they get fixed?
Maybe she just doesn't like him. It doesn't matter what the reason is. She doesn't like him.
Some people could gain some weight and like turn me off.
No, if she would have, I feel like if it would have been as simple as that, she would have said it. She's just like, she don't like him no more type shit.
She said attracted to him.
She attracted?
Yeah, she said he's a great man. He's a provider, protected, lover with the kids.
She right, but she don't like him.
Marry. No, she do. She love him. He's a guy she want to marry. But she's not physically attracted to him no more. So physically attractive, did you get fat, buddy? Like, he's probably focused on him, her family so much to where he stopped thinking about himself. So she got to start telling him about himself. Don't be nice to his fat ass no more. Tell him, like, yo, listen, you fat.
What if he's not fat? Bad.
Then get rid of this nigga.
That's how I look at it. Excuse me. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Like, when somebody says, like, no more, like they don't want a motherfucker no more, I'll be feeling like it's over.
Yo, listen, more details when y'all be leaving these voices.
Yeah, please leave the most details you could think and all the questions you think we would ask.
Yes.
Because we have so many questions and like it's hard to answer it. But I just feel like you should be honest. That's what I'm going to say. You should be honest. Let him know whatever the problem is. If it is his weight, tell him. If it's just that you don't want to fuck with him no more, period, tell him that. If like whatever, if you want to, maybe you need some space. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe you just take a little time apart and then y'all get back together. That happens. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Y'all have a child together. So it's not like you're not going to see each other again.
Yeah. See if you really miss him if you get rid of the motherfucker.
Yeah. Take some time off and see how you evaluate your feelings. Because how long did she say? How old is her baby?
I don't know, but he says really like great with the kid. Like she's.
Okay. And that's why she had a child with him. What the fuck? They're not married. Like, she didn't get married to him. She had a baby with him, right?
He's a great guy, though.
And he has to take care of his child, regardless of if she wants to suck his dick anymore or not.
But he's a great guy. Why would you get rid of a great guy?
Because she's not there. Like, sometimes you're just not there. And you think you should force yourself?
You're right. Listen, I'm not doing it.
I'm asking.
No, I wouldn't, because I'm not doing it either. But it's like when you find a good guy, what's opposite of the good guy? The bad guy. And you're not going to be out here with nobody.
Or it could be another good guy that you're just attracted to.
Find another good guy. Who the fuck are you?
Russell Wilson.
So who was her guy before that?
Future.
Exactly. So who is going to be her good guy if she leaves Russell? There's nobody after Russell.
That's not true. Why would she?
Who the fuck else you going to have besides Russell?
You don't know. Some people thought Future was a good guy for her. He changed around when he was with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I will too.
He changed around. Some people will change around for certain people.
Yeah, you're right.
And then they go back to their bullshit as soon as they're gone.
Soon as.
Like the day before. And that's why they ain't together no more.
The week before.
The week before it's going down.
That was about to be some bullshit. Like Smith, if you and him argue, as you arguing, he already thinking of the fucking girls. That he gonna holler.
Shut the fuck up. You so corny.
Fuck him up, Smith.
You so corny.
I'm always in trouble.
You're corny. Why would you just stop and say that like a lie?
The cameraman, yo, he got a girl. I hope she listens. Yo, these girls be jumping my DMs for this guy, yo. And I be like saying he got a girl. She's like, oh no, he jumped in my DMs.
What?
Nah, I'm being bullshit.
Why would you say that? You trying to ruin people's relationships because you're too insecure to be in one?
I'm getting in trouble for that putting that video up, and I don't know who sent it. So people like, don't answer no more calls about food being downstairs.
The funnier part is your girl probably really sent that and put a bug in that shit just to see if you was going to eat that
really
shit.
Really a bug in the shit.
And when you got midway through it, you fucking saw the bug. She's like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. I think so. Check your messages again. But let's get into the next caller.
Yeah. Who's on drugs? Yo, what up, man? Yo, so this is the boy from the Bay. That's all I got to say. You know, I got pending cases, you know, warrants out there across the state. So I won't say too much, but period sex. Let's just get down to it. You dig? Period sex. Man, I've been doing too much blow last night. Sorry, I might sound a little semester or whatever. But, man, I'll do it every once in a while. But, shit, almost every time there's always blood ending up on my dick. So my question is it weird that my girl and I do this? Like, I'll lay her down on the bed while she's on her period. I'll just make her play with her clit and shit while I'm face fucking her. That way, you know, there's no bloody mess, you know, no nonsense. And we're both fucking nothing, you know? So I guess all I really need to know is this normal?
Peace.
Thanks, man. Get back.
So wait, I'm confused. Is he just fucking, he said he's fucking her face while she's playing with her clit?
Yeah. Go get a vibrator. It's a toy time. You know what I'm saying? Go let her play with her pussy. You smash her mouth all up, whatever. And
Now she has to touch the blood? You don't want to touch
her
the blood.
Shit. She always got to touch it every time she changed her tampon or the pad and shit. Like, they don't touch your fingers.
You don't got to touch the blood or the pad.
Come on, you
got to
go up there.
It's a string.
You don't have nothing. It's like, it never touches your hand. It's like, it never like swoop down, hit your arm. You're like, ah!
So what does I'm so confused.
So like you always pull the string out and it's like
hell, first of all, why are you reaching in between your legs and pulling out your tampon?
Whatever.
You probably got a tampon in your butt.
Is this the same caller?
But there's nothing wrong with period sex. If y'all fucking in a relationship and you want to have sex, then do it. What the fuck? There's nothing
nasty.
He's doing it.
No, she's doing it. She's touching it, whatever. She washed her fingers.
Well, he said he doesn't like to do period sex anymore, right?
Yeah, he's touching that blood. Some got that, like, the purple, thick-ass blood. You don't want that
shit. Oh, my God, this is gross.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what it is unless you finally get it. You don't know how her period shit is. And that's just, like, her waist leaving her body.
I feel like
there's dead kids all over your meat.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is wrong with you, fam?
I feel like there's certain days that you definitely shouldn't do it during the period. And there are certain days that you're like, oh, we might as well just.
The last day, I've been there.
You get what I'm saying? And not only that, like, yeah, you. Well, I don't know about what your girls got going on, but like that shit stops when you start having sex. So I think
they say put it in water.
You should be fresh out the shower or in the shower, and then you could do it real quick, and then you won't really, it won't be nothing. Like,
yeah, I stood outside the shower while a girl had the shower running, and I was outside the shower, and she was in it, and I was just like putting my head in it with the condom on. I was like still seeing the blood. Fuck this.
I don't think you should stop and watch it. Like,
yeah, watching it is like disgusting. That's why they're like, turn the lights off. Fuck that, turn lights off shit.
And then you wake up. I mean, you fucking stop. It's like a murder scene.
I'm like, I got time. That's for that gross. Damn shit.
No, I've definitely had my pussy eaten on my period.
L'Oreal, just having your pussy eaten is just a fucking crime.
No, it's not. Shut up. On my period with a tampon in.
Who is this guy? And I feel sorry for him. Did he know? Or he was just like,
no, he knew. The tampon was in. You could see the string. He still wanted to do it. Like, it's happened more than one time.
These guys are really that nasty, man. What about L'Oreal? You
listen to more.
With her fucking period.
Listen to more on Lip Service. I'll talk about stuff like that there, not with you.
Thank God.
So, with you,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, do whatever the fuck, that's y'all thing. Do your thing.
I think that's cool what y'all doing, you know what I'm saying? And she going to make sure she, like, do something like, how can you speed your period up? Because she going to hate getting her face fucked all the time.
Why he got to fuck her face? Why she can't just give him head?
Fucking the face is so dope.
That's like he sound white too to me when
that's
he say
he
that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You say you fucking the face of a black girl.
Gonna
face.
Fuck
she
her face.
Like, motherfucker, what you say? That shit is totally different with motherfucking black girls and white girls.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
White girls
that.
Like, yes, fuck my face. Black girl like, motherfucker, you better watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah. Hello, I just got my makeup done. My makeup just got done, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you doing.
I'll
nigga.
Suck your dick, but I ain't sucking it like this.
Dudes are wild. Just make you look stupid.
Wait, so people are supposed to use toys when they have their period?
Yeah, it's
for real?
Yeah, do that.
T Diddy, you use a toy on your period? I think that's
why you want the blood all over your fingers and all that.
Well, you want it all over your toy? I mean, you still clean it and stuff,
yeah,
but
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you could clean your fingers, nigga.
I get it.
Okay.
If you want to touch the thing, it's all right.
So when's the last time you had period sex?
By mistake or girl
period,
lied.
Period.
He lied and said, you knocked it on. Oh, you must got a big meat. Like, my shit ain't even that big.
Oh, yeah, that's ultimate lie.
That's a fucking lie. She knew she was on her fucking period.
Last time.
Nasty ass. That's why the girls always go to the bathroom. They go to the bathroom regardless. They either taking a tampon out or they taking the pad off and washing up a little bit. And then they come out like, no. The girls who like, be like, nah, not really. And be like, you made me do it. I wanted to tell you I was on my period, and then you ate my pussy, and
again,
I'm all fucking crazy.
Wax, I'm going to ask you one more time. Yeah. When was the last time? I just asked you five times, and you just told me 10 other stories.
I'm trying to think of which one was the last one. That's what I'm saying.
We got time.
That's what I'm saying. Did I know?
Come on, nigga, with the come on.
All right, the last time was, it's a long time ago.
You lying.
Yeah, because it was the girl with the purple bone. She fucked me up for everybody else. I'll put my
when
finger,
was that?
I was in college.
You was a fucking liar.
Word up.
I did not believe
word
you.
Word up. That fucked me up for everybody else. I seen the most purplest, like red purple blood in my fingers. Like,
okay, all right, that's enough.
So fucking wet. So I'm over here like this. I'm like, and she like, and then I looked. I'm like, this shit was just too much. And I went like this. That shit terrified the shit out of me. And she, you know what she did?
What?
She jumped up.
She made you lick it.
No, she jumped up out of the bed and grabbed my hand real tight and like brought me to the bathroom. And like, she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, yo, come on. You didn't fucking know that this shit was going on. She's like, oh my God, I gotta go.
I'm so sorry I asked you this.
Yep. This was college. Well, I broke a cyst before and a girl pussy before.
Oh my Lord.
And like blood was shooting down her leg.
Oh.
We had to change the bed and we was in LA.
So that was recently.
No.
Yes, that's
going
recently.
To LA. Come on, stop.
No, <I'm laughs> you just started going to LA last year.
I know. For all the ones who didn't know. What we got? Another one?
Yo, what? Gloria. So look, I got a situation. I got a question I wanna ask y'all. So I'm talking to this chick. And she keep telling me about she want to be with me and she want to make stuff work and I'm a good guy. You know, she want to come see me. She be bringing me lunch or whatnot. But she smashing my homie. Like, she don't know that we cool. I guess she don't know that we know each other. But my homie showed me messages and, like, videos of them smashing. Like, she smashing my homie often. So, but she played this good girl role to me. But how should I deal with this? Should I tell her? How, like, should we set her up? Like, what's the approach you would take? Especially Wax. I want to hear your approach on it. But I love
if you tell him
that,
to set her up, you no, trash
no,
as fuck.
No, I would never do that. That's whack as hell.
Go ahead.
Come on, why you going to do me like this?
Because I know you be here. Doing some weirdo shit.
When was I doing something like that?
You said something about... We've been talked about this where you said that you would be playing little games in order to test her and see this is kind
of me. I test my wifey because I want to know what these type of things are. What I want y'all to do is continue to keep doing. Like one of my dudes, I told him like, yo, you know, girl that you smashed before she gave me some pussy. He was like, it's good. He was like, it's good. And he still went up and told her. I'm like, yo, bro, we could have been both smashing. Then he tried to knock me out the way.
Why the fuck would you want to keep smashing back and forth a bitch that your homie is smashing?
I don't know. It's like, why you tell her? Like, now she mad at me because I was supposed to be a secret. And I was supposed to be the one to hold a secret because, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm not going to hold a secret with my guy. I'm going to tell my dude. So that is cool. The dude that you got who's showing you. Big ups to that dude.
No, he's a cornball.
Why? That's
why is he showing his...
Because his man, like, yo, I know y'all got a little something going on, but I'm saying, like, I don't want to be the guy that you start...
So wait, you be watching, like, sex tapes of your friends?
No, it's not that.
I'm asking, that's not, I'm asking a question.
No, we don't do that. We're not sending each other.
So why are you telling him good for him?
No, and I don't care about showing him the sex tape. It's more about showing him, letting him know, like, yo, I'm fucking her. This is a proof. These dudes ain't just watching his meat going. Like,
no, but I don't think that's what he's doing because the way he was like, yo, he showed me. But there
ain't no proof.
Oh, so he was showing him for proof?
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was just showing him like, yo, look at me fucking her. Nah. Not like, oh, look, I'm telling you, I told you I was fucking her.
That's what I think it is with guys. I don't think guys are really doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn, y'all be needing proof to say you fuck somebody?
Yo, some people, like you, when you start seeing this guy head over heels, for him to be calling us about her,
he's probably like, she don't be on that shit.
He said she's a good guy. He's a good girl when she's around me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, nah.
How
no
she don't
girl.
Know they cool, though?
That's it. They Instagram. Don't be knowing. The girls don't be knowing. They be liking the same around the same type of guy. These guys all around the same. So it's like, I could see her liking this guy too. They that's why they chill with each other.
Because they like the same kind of dudes.
Same type of dudes.
I don't know.
That's what she likes.
So go ahead. Give him some advice.
Don't tell her. Y'all just both keep on smashing. Y'all finally one day, one of y'all get caught. And then you be like, oh shit. Oh, you know him. I know that dude from somewhere.
And when one of them falls in love, because they will.
The one
it's
that's calling
gonna
right
be
now.
Him, yeah.
When you fall in love, bro, just you just gotta know right now wherever your heart is at. Start like letting a little air out the tire a little bit by a little bit. You could continue to keep smashing, and continue to keep talking to her because you like her, but just don't fall in love. The whatever you think about making her go meet your mom and going to the movies with her and shit like that, cut that out. She's only a smash now.
The friend is a piece of shit, And the other one, he's pretty good. And she fucked up because she fucking the piece of shit because his dick probably good.
But that's what the girls got. You want to be the piece of shit in the all relationships.
Nah, I just think sometimes the piece of shit guy dick be good. I'm telling you.
I don't know if that's the case, but it do you want to be that guy be in all case. Relationships.
So she probably like, damn, y'all, I don't want to fuck with him, but his dick is fire. So she keeps fucking him, but she really probably like the other
she
dude.
She loved the
that's
other
why
guy.
She trying to act like a good girl.
That's why she being a good girl.
You know what
guy.
I mean? So, damn, this is fucked up. You letting that nigga come between you and your wife.
But she's coming between it. His the other man's penis.
Nah,
is coming
the
between.
Good dick is coming between
yeah,
him
meat
and
is coming between it.
Well, I'm sorry that you can't fuck. You need to be a good fucker.
You got to learn how to fuck right.
You got to learn how
bring,
to fuck.
Bring the fucking toys. You got to just find a way to fucking make her ass explode.
Watch,
it don't matter how you do that.
You got
to
watch more of your homeboy sex tape so you can see.
Get some pointers from this nigga. Yeah, he told you he's doing.
You did. That didn't even help you. What the fuck is
she
wrong with you?
She let him tape her. He could do anything he wanted
he
to.
He could do anything.
Anything.
Period. And you can't. You ain't even fuck her yet.
You ain't even got no fucking sex to show him back, nigga.
No. He didn't say he show his too. He was just like, and I was just watching like, damn. Nigga, he ain't even got
you
a nude.
Pull your motherfucking phone out. She probably, nigga, what the fuck you doing with that phone?
He don't have nothing.
Nah.
He don't have no. You know the butt
one.
Picture on the sink.
You number
he
one.
Don't got one of those.
Nothing. She going.
He don't even got a bikini pic, and that's on Instagram. So I think he just needs. To
She'll say you shit. You want all your girl pictures on fucking Instagram. Nigga.
Yes.
What a shame. All right.
So keep fucking there until his heart.
Until you find
till
out.
His heart get broke.
Just start taking a little bit air out. His heart already broke. You know what I'm saying? Once he seen that video of her getting fucked and he her pussy the
he
night
was
before,
in shambles.
Yo, hold on. He probably asked what day was that. He was like, this is last night. He was like, yo, I ate her pussy. Like, she slept with me last night.
He was like, when was this? That was just last night. You sick as fuck. He's like, what? I woke up with this bitch today. This nigga got his
I ate
whole
her
dick.
Pussy last night.
No. That would be grimy as
that's what girls
fuck.
Do. What you mean?
Nah, like, he'll be sick as fuck.
It happens, man. It happens, man. All the girls out there who sit there and let another guy eat your pussy after you just got fucked, let he did, you know. She'll let us know.
Well, you fucking stick your dick in bitches and get your dick sucked, so what's the difference?
Total difference. My meat, we can wash that off right away. As soon as we wipe it with alcohol or, you know what I'm saying?
You wipe your dick with alcohol?
Yeah. I clean my. I got a spray.
Disinfectant.
It ain't because my meat messed up, because the girl pussy messed up. You know what I'm saying? So you don't trust. You can't.
Nigga,
trust
that ain't
pussy.
Doing nothing. There's no
girls
way you do that. Shut the fuck up.
Girls don't even trust their own pussy.
There's no way you do that.
That's
and girls do trust their own pussy.
I always do that, but just in case if I got like any
women.
Okay. Even if I got like some type of like sore or something, I like spray it. If I feel anything, I'm just saying. If I feel,
yeah.
I'm just saying like a cut. You, men understand what I'm saying. If you got any type of cut, if you put the alcohol on, if you feel any type of ting at all, that's like, oh, where the fuck that cut came from? You know what I'm saying? Water ain't going to do this shit.
Why do you have sores?
Exactly.
I don't see you not listening to me. You know
I
saying?
Heard you loud and clear.
I said if
you said when I see a sore.
No. I said if you feel one, if you spray alcohol on it, right?
On your dick?
Yes. Men should do this. Okay, this is a test. You see if you got like something wrong
Yo,
with
Yo, y'all be having sores on your dick?
I'm just saying if you got a cut, if you
Wax,
smash it hard
please get that checked out.
No,
immediately.
Man, listen, I don't have sore leaks, thank God. I don't have nothing. Because you know when you put a tire inside the
No, we don't
water,
know.
If you see any bubbles come out, that's where the hole is at. That's where the leak is at. So if you spray your dick with alcohol and you feel any type of ting, that's like, oh, that's a, like something somewhere. Like, what's up? Let's see what's going on. And I don't get them, so thank God.
Except sore.
I don't get a sore.
You said when
anything.
I get a sore.
I'm just saying. If y'all don't understand what I'm saying, it sucks to be y'all. Y'all got to suck
I think
heart.
They're doing a little better than you if they don't have a
try
sore.
Try it. Try it. See if you feel anything
why
when you put them.
Right there, like you had a sore.
I'm holding my meat and I'm like, just spray it around and see if you feel anything. As soon as you finish smashing, it's like just still. All right. It's enough about me.
Do we have any more calls? Or voicemails?
Hey, Bully and the Beast podcast. This Eating Thought follow me on Eating Thought Podcast on IG. But yeah, I just wanted to congratulate L'Oreal and Wax. Y'all are perfect for each other, even though y'all are complete fucking opposites. L'Oreal, I would love for you to sit on my face one day, but that's not why I called. I called to say, what do you do when you fall in love with one of the joints that you were the side nigga for? Like, I'm a side nigga for multiple joints. I just want to know, what do you do when you fall in love with one of the joints you were side nigga for? Eating Thought.
Nigga said, I'm a side nigga for multiple bitches.
Yeah, you get caught up. We all get caught up. It's always, these girls all have different qualities and different traits. And it's like, we always looking for this certain type of girl. And you can have, all these other girls have different traits. They she could cook clean, she clean cook. But this girl cook clean, roll blunts, and wash clothes. It's like.
And they all have to be in relationships, obviously, because side nigga. You said a certain kind of girl.
Yeah, but she know how to maneuver hers a little bit better. She still know how to slip, come in there, wash your clothes, and fuck you, and roll a blunt, and cook you some food. And she has, and I'm saying, and she hold her house down too. This girl sometimes make you fall in love with her, and you be looking at her like, damn, how can I keep her away from her man here? Or I'm saying, she lay there a little bit longer, knowing she need to be home. You do some sucker shit, bruh. Just don't do no sucker shit. When you need to always continue to always be a good side dude. And that's how you can stay around longer. Don't fall in love with her too much and try to let her oversleep when she at the house. Don't try to make her lose her keys, bro, like girls start doing.
He be hiding her shit.
Yeah, we don't need all that. We don't need all that. That's what you do. Stay being the best side dude is the one who sit there and make sure she never get caught. And whatever the time is, his birthday, Christmas, Father's Day, really, bro, make sure he gets a great gift. And y'all can sit there and have more time if you really like her. What you got?
I got nothing. I just, see, I've witnessed a lot of cheating. I'm not a cheater anymore, but like as
an... What's a good side dude?
So I would say one that just goes along with what the fuck the program is.
Never get you in trouble, never get you caught. And I say it like a good side girl for me is like, if you know wifey birthday coming up, you call me and be like, yo, what we gonna get her?
Oh, nah, you tripping.
That's, you're not a good side girl.
Nah, I think you shouldn't even mention nothing about the other person.
But you know that
like
shit
they don't even exist.
No, you're the sidekick. I don't care if you gotta go out for a ride. You don't know wifey need to be home. Let her stay home and watch over the kids. I'll take the ride with you far.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't say nothing about that. I said what it is you don't discuss the person with your side dude.
That's when you head over heels. Listen, when I talk about a real...
That's not, no. I'm talking about a real... Trust me, my friend is in a long fucking relationship with her side dude. Okay. And one thing I will say is how it's lasted so long is because he never mentions... The other person, and she never mentions their other person. That's how it works.
Yeah,
they have their relationship when they have their relationship, and otherwise they'll be like, "I got so and so coming in town for 2 weeks." That's the most they talk about the other motherfucker, because that's when they know they got to disappear.
That's respect, but I think the ideal, well, if I could say,
because you a side dude, don't ask about my fucking relationship.
And I'm just saying, like, if I know that this is mine, and I know I'm just strictly a side dude, I don't have nobody. I'm just a side dude, and I'm in love with this girl, like this guy is. I would just make sure this guy is very comfortable, so me and you can spend as much time as we can. Let's send him on a trip.
Let him
go see his mom and his family for a weekend.
Hell no.
Let's be so nice to this guy. He'd be like, oh, my baby sent me on a trip alone again. So now me and her get to have some more time. That's what you do. But when he's in town, you let her spend
then he'd be
time.
Like, why this bitch don't want to go with me? Like, fuck. Don't get involved in nothing to do with her and her man. That's not your business. Mind your business. Like,
so I want to make sure the other one is good.
No, the only thing you want to focus on is that bitch. If she coming to you like, oh, I got, let me tell you what Paul did today. No, you not. That's what? Why would you like want her to be the shoulder, you to be the shoulder to cry? Nothing about that nigga should discuss with you.
Fuck Paul.
You want to send Paul on a trip.
That's it, so we can get more time together.
You got to get in where you fit in. You decide, nigga. That's it. She got to want to spend more time with you to the point where she like, all right, he going out of town on a business trip. We going to spend this. It can't be you. She's going to not like you. You're going to annoy her, get on her nerves, and you're going to be worse than Paul.
It's just in cases. I just know, like, if I my side girls, if I got side girls and y'all all know about wifey, if my wifey birthday come up, I expect all of us to make sure wifey have a great time.
You tripping. Fuck out of here.
Y'all not going to be having holding wifey meat sometime.
That's sister wives.
And then, well, we got to figure this out. Y'all all taking something from her? When her birthday come, we all got to pitch in and make sure my
you,
baby is
they're
good.
Taking something from her. You're
That's
taking
her meat.
Something from her.
This is her meat. We all fucking using her meat.
You're
you know
the
what I'm saying?
What? Shut the fuck up,
So when
up,
she motherfucking,
bro.
Yo, this is my baby. What are you talking about?
Up. Done. Next call.
I hold my baby now.
Shut up.
Fuck that.
Hello. I just want to start off by saying I love the show. I love you, L'Oreal. I also love you on Lipstick Girl. I love your perspective. Wax, I love you too. You're so sexy and so misunderstood. But I just wanted to say, I wanted to leave a voicemail. I just got done watching one of your shows. And Wax, we do want to have your whole mouth on our pussy, lips, tongue, everything. We don't want to feel like a cat is licking us, like you need to level up your pussy eating skills. but the reason why I was calling is because how much sex is too much sex? Like, I always want it. I think about it at work, on my way to work, on my way home, on a plane, on a train, wherever you can, anywhere you can think about it, I think about it. But however, I can't find anyone to really, like, match my urges. I mean, I'm in a relationship now, and the guy is great. Like, our sex is great when we can have it, but he's busy a lot. So I do masturbate a lot, but I would like him to want to be involved as much as I like to do it. I would like him to do it as much as me. So how can I make my partner see how important it is for us to have, you know, sex often, a lot? But yeah, that's my question. Thanks. And I hope you guys
answer my
question.
She might gotta get her side, nigga.
Get her side, nigga. Or try this. Try Guinness and his orange juice in the morning. Try Guinness and like all his drinks and ginseng. Put all that inside all your foods and stuff like that, and get his testosterone levels up. Like put testosterone vitamins inside all the food that you cook and stuff like that. If that don't work, do a L'Oreal. So get you a side, nigga.
So either drug him with vitamins, or why is all your fucking shit equal drugging someone?
I'm trying to help these girls out. They ginseng ain't nothing. Just like hold a man stout. You know what I'm saying? Hold him, make him.
Tiger bone is what she needs.
Well, put a little bit of that inside his drinks. Just a little, you know, a couple shots in all his drinks and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And try to help him out, because that's going to make him also feel like he want to, because he's sitting up now.
I feel like I've never really had a guy that didn't match my sex drive. So
nasty.
What? I'm just saying, like, any guy that I've dealt with, I've never, like, wanted to have sex, and he was like, oh, I'm not ready. Maybe towards the end of our relationship, when you know, like, it's going, you just don't even want to fuck each other anymore. That's something like that that's different. But I think she needs, like, a good set of different kind of toys.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I don't think, do you think that's a reason to break up with somebody because they don't want to fuck you all day?
Always. I mean, I think finances is number two. I think bad sex is like the number one breakup.
That's not true, because I know women that have married and gotten with guys that they don't really love the guy's dick, but they love the guy, so they just deal with it. And then after the relationship is over, that's when they be like, that nigga had a little dick anyway.
Yeah, I know. But
I stayed with his little dick ass.
I know.
And that's what you find out at the end. But like, they've been living with that dick. They've been living with that dick for years.
Yeah, but she got fucking Bernard over here. The fucking poor guy. Is somebody been smashing this bitch?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, maybe not.
Sure. Come on. This girl's not getting out of that nut.
She don't got a side, like, nigga.
Who?
This one on the phone.
Yeah, she do.
No, she don't, because she's asking us where she could get more sex from.
What is she? She crazy?
No, she just likes sex.
Well, I'm trying to tell her what to do. Get a bunch
Drug him with ginseng.
Yes. Fix your meat. put, you got to put like a carburetor in his engine to make his fucking shit like bigger.
I just
horsepower. He need more horsepower. Ginseng, put different gas in him. Put the ginseng and tiger bone in his diet.
I just feel like she has a lot of time. Maybe she got to go to the gym. Because, you know, like, maybe she got to get some aggression out. Like,
she going to work and she horny.
I just feel like you can't be. Ain't you too busy to have sex all day?
I'm very, yes. I ain't got time for that shit.
Like, I can't have sex all day.
As soon as I nut, it's like my whole rest of my day fucked, too.
Sometimes I don't even get to eat in a day, let alone get
who gets to smash
just to fuck all day.
All day?
Like, you gotta be.
You gotta find one of these young niggas on the block.
Facts.
Yeah, the nigga who's selling weed, the weed guy, he'll fuck you all day.
Get you a younger nigga for sure. A younger nigga will wanna fuck you back to back to back.
Yeah, he sit up and like keep bagging all his weed up and sell out your house. And fuck you. Oh, this is great.
Oh, hold on. She gets free weed and she gonna get some dick all day? No, I'm joking.
This is hot.
No, but for sure, younger guys be ready to go.
They ready to go.
I feel like.
Don't fuck with me. You one around. Especially you make me nut. You make me nut in 2 minutes?
I thought you liked the Blue Chew and you said you go round after.
Now I do. Thank God for Blue Chew. If I ain't had Blue Chew, I'd be fucked.
Boom.
Hot.
She needs Blue Chew for that nigga.
Oh, shit.
It's natural.
All natural.
Right?
Nice.
She should get him some Blue Chew and then she could fuck all day.
Yep. Blue Chew. I will be able to tell you about Tiger Bone and all that type of shit. We got fucking Blue Chew out here, 9 hour meat.
Yeah, you tripping.
Bugging. Yeah, speaking of Blue Chew, man, shit, I know y'all want it. And we got a place for you to get it. So all y'all do is go visit bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code BULLY. Just pay $5 shipping. And don't forget that's bluechew.com, promo code BULLY. And try it free. Yeah, and if you ever think about like side effects and stuff like that, like it don't give you nothing. You ain't got to worry about no heart problems. It's better than Cialis and Viagra. When it comes to your door, shit, when it comes to my door, I don't even know what it is sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Straight discreet package. Like you ain't got nothing to worry about. Like nobody know that you're trying to have sex. So go ahead and do all that. Go to the fucking code, BULLY, holla at us. All that motherfucking Blue Chew and get that 9 hour meat.
All right, so voicemail.
Hey, what's good, Bully of the Beast? This is Jay from Queens. My lady, she already has 2 kids. One she had actually birth, and one she adopts. I already checked it out and everything. Yeah, he's adopted. Is it wrong for me to try to convince my lady to tell my son that he's not really his kid, or it's not my place, or we've been married for like 4 years and knew each other for 2. So, yeah. I hope to hear you soon. Later. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Wax, sometimes you be on point, but then you just fall off. And L'Oreal, she be on some next shit sometimes. And I be feeling bad how she be getting at you, though, but it's whatever. It makes good content. Anyway, be easy.
Can you tell me what happened again, L'Oreal, please, in your own words?
Okay, so he has a lady,
And
his lady got 2 babies.
Yep.
One of the babies she had.
Okay.
And the other baby she adopted.
Okay.
So now he's saying, is it okay if he tells the kid that he's not? That's so fucking good. Why do you want to do this?
It's not your
business. This sounds fucking stupid.
Why? But one day they gotta find out.
Later in like when they're old enough to understand, but not like right now. Like, hey, I ain't even your motherfucking father, so fuck out of here.
It all depends on when you start talking back. Whenever you want to start talking back,
I gotta sit down. I got something to tell you.
I've been taking care of your motherfucking
This nigga ain't shit. What's wrong with him?
Something happened like that. He wanna tell his fucking brat motherfucker. Like, listen.
I'm in shock right now. Why does he want to ruin this child's life?
Like,
Jesus.
Get the kid is being out, going, got it in, yo. You're getting out of here.
He don't even want to claim him no more.
I've been feeding your motherfucking ass, and you acting up on me.
That's why he wants to tell
him. You know what? I don't even know who your father is and where the fuck he's at and what he's been up to. His father probably a crackhead somewhere.
I'm still in shock.
Damn.
He wants the kid to know he's taking care of him even though he doesn't have to. So the nigga can act better. It's not gonna work. It's gonna backfire.
Now you gonna say fuck you, ain't my pops.
You ain't even my pops.
Oh,
right
shit.
Right now, he just don't like you a little bit.
Word up.
You do that shit and ruin his life.
No.
For the rest of his life, he's going to hate you. He might try to kill your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, he might be dead, bro. Because now, yo, he been letting his father fuck his mom. Now you this fucking guy from the street fucking his mom?
Fucking his mom.
Oh,
and
no.
She's not done nothing but tried to protect him and love him and care for him. And here you come, evil.
Yes, wait till you give him his graduation gift. Then tell him.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
That nigga ain't giving him shit.
Yeah. Let him, when you give him his graduation gift, the nice car that you saving up for now.
He's not giving him nothing. He don't like this kid.
He don't like him.
He don't like this
kid. You want to ruin his life already.
Why would you want to do that to someone? I just don't understand that. That shit is fucked up.
But what happened if you get told that you was fucking adopted?
But he's not telling him with good intent. Like, his shit should be, like, what's the background story, right? Uh-huh. Dude, this motherfucker, you got to find out more. Did the child's parents, how did they give him up for adoption?
The auntie, his do you know, family.
If you cared about this child and you care about the fact that they need to know their family or whatever, mm-hmm. you would investigate. You would be like, let me see how the mother and the father is. Let me see if he needs to know this. Yeah. If not, there's no, that's your child. That's her
heart.
Child.
Protect the kid's heart.
You a fucking clown. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. He's making me mad the more I think about it. Now, if the mother.
If you get L'Oreal mad, you know you did something because she's never mad.
Now, if the mother was like, yeah, I want to tell my child, that's not even your child, for real, in no other way.
It's not your place, bro.
That's her child.
What are you doing?
That's not your child.
You ain't even really got to do nothing. If you just leave, the kid fucking with you.
You might not even fuck with the mom next year, and you fucking, no. Uh-uh.
People leave their real kids. You can't leave the kids that ain't yours? Like, what the fuck?
What you mean?
People leave their real kids.
No, but it's her child. It's not his.
That's
he
what
didn't
I'm
adopt
so,
them.
Right, so he can leave. Don't fucking hurt the kid.
Yeah, just go.
Just get the fuck out of there, bro.
Why would you want to ruin again? I just can't believe you would want to do that to a child.
Because the kid tried to ruin his life.
Not because he coming in between him and his pussy.
The kid tried to answer. I just call you for that. This kid is fucking rotten piece of shit.
Yo, so this nigga just gonna fucking blow up his world.
Yeah, listen, some kids need to get their world blown up.
Would you ever do something like that?
Some kids, I'd be like, man, fuck this little kid, man. Some little kids is like.
So you'll be like, you're adopted.
You know what you do? Hey, guy, tell another little kid. Little kids love to tell the truth. They love to spread rumors real fast like this.
Right.
You want to start a fire? Tell a kid.
That's in that fucking, it's a show on HBO called Pretty Little Liars. And I've talked about it before, but that's how one of the kids found out who his dad was. Because a kid was listening to his mom talk on the phone. And the kid went to school and told everybody, Joey's dad is his dad too. And the nigga came home like, mom, is Joey's dad and my dad the same? And she was like, who told you that? Like, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
You could tell the kid. But now he's just for why?
Yeah. Listen, you know, you'll never know where kids get anything from. And kids love being sneaky, so they hold that secret.
No, karma is a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? It
and is. If you fucking do this shit to this child, you going to hell.
Yeah, he going to be to hell if he kill him, because that's what he want to do. He want to kill a kid.
That kid going to kill him as soon as he find out that he's trying to come between
you
him.
You really ain't his daddy? You really ain't his pop?
Nah, because then he going to start to feel like maybe mommy might choose him over me because I'm not even really her son now.
Oh, shit.
You get what I'm saying?
That's really her meat.
So he's going to be thinking all kind of shit. This nigga going to end up in jail.
That little motherfucker. Let's see. Number one, how old is he?
I don't know, but when he get older, he going to go to jail if he tell him about him not being the father.
Yeah, he going to start fucking up now. That's what I'm saying. Wait till he's going to, like, college and you just now bore him something. He like, oh, dad, I love you so much. And you be like, about that dad thing. let's take a ride in your new Mercedes truck.
I'm telling you, I think he should investigate the previous family if it's because he's doing it from a good place. But this doesn't sound like a good place.
Like, if they adopted the kid, I'm sure they know.
They did not adopt the kid is what I'm saying. The mother adopted the kid. So that's why this is touchy.
Is she like a hoarder? Like, why is she adopting kids? Am I retarded?
What?
I've said anything.
Why would you
cut it? I don't know what to say.
No, keep that because I. Why would you say that?
No, I'm just not just saying like. Oh, or it's certain ways to say no because she might not have a baby and she want to do it. Or some people
she
just...
She obviously can have a baby if one of them she has.
Okay. Oh, I don't sorry. Know. Maybe I might want to adopt a kid one day.
And be a hoarder?
I don't know.
Did this nigga say adopting a
child? Listen, wait. I don't even know what a hoarder means. Tell you
I know. Thing. What if T. Diddy was adopted? Like,
I don't know.
You worse than the caller. Just mean.
Oh, you gonna do me like this and I don't know what hoarder mean?
Now you don't know what hoarder mean.
I don't even know what a fucking hoarder. Who invented hoarder? Like, why? What hoarder mean? It's a whore? That what?
Yeah, you that know what it nerves. Means. Shut up, because you were talking about she's collecting kids. That's what the fuck you was trying to say. You knew what you was talking about, nigga. I hate when he acts dumb it. After he say some bullshit.
I don't know anything.
You knew what you was trying to say.
No, I'm just trying to think, like, certain people, you got to see who they are, their character. What is going on? Like, do you want to have your own kids, or she just want to start adopting? Like, is that it? Because you want to have certain things like this. That is very touchy. You want to have your own kids because it's like, if you don't, if they start acting up, you don't want to have to do like this. Now he want to hurt the kid because it's not his, so he really don't give a fuck. That's what you don't want.
Right.
You still human at the end of the day. And like, even if you, like, you and your, you got your little bestie, and you and your bestie have an argument, she'll find out you fucked her man. You see what I'm saying? Even brother and sisters go hard at each other, but when somebody ain't yours, and it's like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not his place, period. Like, yeah. Don't let that woman do what she's doing with her kids. If you want to be in their life, you got to play by their rules, her rules.
What's the good time you think she should know, though?
I think it would be when he's old enough to understand.
She never.
And that's it.
And that your parents is not your parents. Your mom is not your mom. You're never old enough for that.
Well, then don't say anything and be a liar and hide it from them from their whole life and feel guilty and die of guilt.
Yeah, just wait till you die and you never have to see them cry.
I think you should be honest, but like at a certain age, it's just not yet. You know what I mean? Like they're not going to understand it anyway.
I think you should do it at the, when they already at their lowest in their life, do it then. Because if you do it at their highest, you don't want to bring them down.
When would you want somebody to do it? You don't tell somebody when they're at the lowest.
I think you should tell me at my lowest. And be like, yo, listen, it's always supposed to come when somebody said, ah, what else could happen? Ah, nothing else. You'd be like, hey, guess what? One more thing. Why are you there? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be the person that you having the best day. You're like, oh, I'm the best day of my life. I'm so amazing. Nothing could go wrong. You'd be like, what about that?
It doesn't have to be either day.
Nah, like, I don't want to bring somebody down when I see them all the way up. You'd be like, let them stay there. If somebody already down, you'd be like, listen, get some more bad news, niggas. Why you there? I'm here so you don't kill yourself. I already had your guns. You know what I'm saying? I hit the guns. I took away the knives. The whole room is padded. I'm going to keep you in here for a couple of hours. You know what I'm saying? Your parents ain't yours.
Or like they could just be really down and be like, you know, I just feel like nothing goes right. Well, something went right. You know, your dad was a crackhead and so was your mom. Now you live in West Philadelphia. I mean, in fucking Beverly Hills.
Yes. Like, you know like Will mean? Smith did.
Yeah, same thing. Will Smith.
Yeah, what?
Bel Air.
Yeah, was he, his parents a crackhead? He just got beat
no,
up.
No, he got beat up in school. Yeah, he lived with his grandma or some
his
shit.
His mom. He lived with actually his mom.
Mom.
And Uncle Phil.
She
was
looked
balling.
Like the grandma though. She had the old wig on. Mm-hmm. His mom
who
didn't look like that.
Uncle in Bel Air.
Remember, his mom looked different.
Way different. He had
that
like
was a
moms.
Grandma. No, he only had one mom.
No, his mom just had rollers coming out early in the morning.
I only remember Fresh Prince having one mom. Dun, 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 remember she had the boyfriend, they went skiing and all that shit. He was white or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, light skin.
Yeah, really. He was trying to fit in.
He only had one mom, so stop it from the beginning. Yeah. It was different moms in the house.
Oh yeah, different moms. Vivian.
Yeah. Who was gonna tell the kids that she wasn't gonna come no more? They ain't say none of that.
But what happened to Carl Winslow's wife?
She was there the whole time.
No, Carl Winslow's wife changed too.
No, she didn't.
It's always a light skin and dark skin season.
No, it wasn't. She was always Harriet. Yeah, why do you keep talking about it?
You gotta call it?
Harriet was brown skin and looked like Carl Winslow, but the girl version.
It's only one Harriet?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got rid of Judy.
Judy was not different.
They just got rid of her. She just stopped showing up.
So damn, Judy, would you not like Tootie?
Okay, anyway. Now, you going from fucking show to show, and it's annoying.
Oh, Woody.
Anyway, okay, so we're going to get into Savage News. So a woman is arrested for setting a man's house on fire when he didn't answer the door after inviting her over for sex. So she was from New Jersey.
Early.
Sound this like was at Wax House.
I was about to say, sound like one of my motherfuckers.
So she was invited to a man's house at 4 a.m. so they could fuck, of course.
Uh-huh.
He fell asleep because it was 4 in the morning. Happy. So she went crazy and started wilding out. And she burned the house down. Did she kill him? Oh, in hopes that she would kill him.
Yeah. That person must have been wet. That's why I always tell people, listen, when a man meet get hard, just hurt him, plug him out. Make him jerk off or find a reason to jerk off or something. He'll get out of his brain. When a woman pussy get wet and your girl want to fuck and you playing around with her, she would jump on you and scratch you like a fucking cat.
So she supposedly was the guy's side chick.
Mm. And she trying to hold herself for when the other girl leave? Or she probably thought wifey came and you lied to her. Girls act like that.
She's 29 years old. She look a little rough at 29. Right?
She's burning a house down. What you think is going on with her life?
Yo, but bro, she got charged with attempted murder, aggravated arson, endangering, and criminal mischief.
Yeah, I guess.
That's crazy. All that for some dick?
That's what everything happens over
I'll meets. Be damned.
Everything happens over meat and pussy.
Well, now she gonna be in jail.
What's more powerful, meat or pussy? Pussy is way more powerful. Way more powerful. But meat be making girls do some dumb shit. I seen girls do some crazy shit over meat. But I seen some dudes do some even dumber shit over pussy, bro. Like who did the worst in fucking? Like who did the worst as a man over some pussy? Or OJ did the worst over pussy?
OJ did the worst over pussy. He killed 2 people. But apparently.
No, wait. But did a woman do anything crazy over dick? Did some left eye kill, burnt the man's house down?
No, we burn houses down, bust windows.
But that's normal for women.
Now, y'all motherfuckers is killing motherfuckers. Like, for real.
So, come on. How the girl, the lady cut the meat off? Lorena Bobbitt?
Nah, pussy's way more powerful than dick.
So let's see.
Niggas is killing multiple people over pussy.
Yo, you know what?
Pussy. We just made trying war. To kill you.
Yeah, pussy made war happen.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look, fucking Adam and Eve. Pussy
turned the whole fucking world around.
That whack ass dick you could get from anywhere.
Yeah, you got everybody want to fuck her. So you know what? Yes,
they sell it that's at the store.
That's how powerful it is.
Yeah. Speaking of Adam and Eve, I just love their website. It's so easy, convenient. They have everything. Stuff for her, stuff for him, stuff for couples, stuff for people that are a little more experienced, and even beginners. And then plus, free stuff is so awesome. But free stuff to spice up your bedroom is even better. Select almost any one item for 50% off, and then Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. Enter offer code BULLY at checkout and get 10 tantalizing free gifts. A sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy. And 6 free spicy movies, plus free shipping. So just put in offer code BULLY. That's BULLY, BULLY, at adamandeve.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
They got so many fake dicks to keep up with the girl's good pussy.
Okay, let's get into Black excellence real quick before that's we nice. Take some calls.
All right.
So a 10-year-old boy invents a genius device to stop children dying in hot cars after his neighbor's death. So it says that he's a 5th grader. His name is Bishop Curry. He invented something called the Oasis, which is a gadget that monitors the temperatures inside of cars. So once it gets to a certain level, the device will bring out cool air and also alert the parents and the authorities via antenna.
That's nice.
So a 6-year-old infant that lived next door to him had died from being in an overheated car. Why would you leave your child in a car?
That's so dope, bro.
He only has a 3D model, But he has managed to raise $24,000 on a GoFundMe, and the money will go towards manufacturing the device. So it's not like he created it, but he doesn't have the actual.
So how much money do he need for this?
It doesn't say, but you could go on GoFundMe for more info.
Do we have something like Bullying the Beast got like some like a sponsored thing that we give away, something like that?
We can donate.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
So this says since 1998, 712 children have died in the U.S. after being left in hot vehicles. Oh. I just still don't understand. Like, I listen, and I'm not trying to compare the two, but like even with my dog, I'll leave the AC on. I'll be watching every 1 minute, like, and that's I might just go in to get a slice of pizza or something like that, and I'll be like,
yeah, make
and
sure
it's a dog.
I don't like that. I think also let's try to get like a device to like bust the windows open, like something. If you know it's
yeah, a bat, a fucking rock. You could bust the window with anything.
No, I'm just saying, like, say if we got like a device that like it goes on the window shield, like go up and down, like something at the bottom. And if you know a human in there, somebody in there got to get a certain temperature, it just busts all
you the know what's going to happen? That's how people going to break into people's cars. People always take things like, this is perfect. This is whatever he created. Shout out to Bishop. That just makes me think of Tupac and Juice, though. So it's kind of weird that he's doing good things.
But Bishop now? Bishop's in the church.
Yeah, but like a little, he's brown skin. He looked like a little young Bishop.
That's a good job, though, and Juice. Young man. I like that. He's thinking. He's going to be a great
go on GoFundMe right now and let's send him some money.
Yes, let's do that.
You know how to do it.
Bullying the Beast.
Yeah, I don't see you getting your phone out.
I don't know how to do it. That's what they do.
Oh, my God. That's what they're here for.
It helps me out.
Okay, so we're going to take some calls.
That's hot.
We're going to get into who's on drugs. And the topic today is going to be, what's the difference between talking to somebody and dating somebody? Which one?
Oh, yeah. What's more powerful, okay. Pussy, or, pussy no. or me?
Now, what's the worst thing you've ever done over pussy or dick?
Walked 13 miles.
You walked 13 miles for some pussy?
Because it was supposed to be my bike that's supposed to get me there. And I ended up
running out of gas?
No, I had an actual pedaling
bike.
No,
okay.
It was like getting out of there. And,
you didn't walk fucking 13 miles.
Yeah. 13 miles.
How long does it take you to walk 13 miles?
Hold on. Let me see right how far it is right now.
Back and forth?
All right, so yeah, I had to.
Oh, all together, so like 6 and 6?
Yeah, so it's like when you going to get some pussy, it's like you motivated, you can't wait, you already talked to her on the phone, her grandma ain't going to be there a certain time, so you leave early in the morning just to get there, and as soon as you finish, and I nut it early. As soon as I finished, we laid around for a little bit, and she's like, all right, I want my parents to come back. Because, of course, it was whack. She ain't want to do it again. And that walk home was the fucking longest walk home I ever did in my life. I had to think about I thought my meat was, like, the worst meat in the world.
Because she got rid of you.
Got rid of me right away. So, that's like, I think that's the worst thing. Everything else is just, like, I drove, and I probably did. I never fought over no pussy. I never ratted nobody out over no pussy just to get the girl. I was never one of them clown ass dudes. I always got pussy. Girls always wanted to give me pussy. So I never had to do nothing too crazy, but that was one of them. I walked too far one time. Which is a crazy thing you did over me. Burnt clothes, burnt down houses.
I mean, no, I've bleached clothes before. Yeah, I've bleached clothes. But like, I'm just even trying, like, I know some crazy stories that have nothing to do with me. Like, I remember when my homeboy crashed his car. And it was because a bitch was chasing him. It was like a bitch he was fucking with. It was his girlfriend. I don't even know. Maybe they're still together now.
Most likely.
They have that situation where, like, you know those guys that be with someone, but they don't want to just, like, admit that this who they're going to end up with. Mm-hmm. So the nigga just treats her like shit and does all kind of bullshit.
Still
and like
together after 10 years.
Yeah, but it's like, her. And you're like, nigga, you know you love her. He'll be like, I don't fucking love that bitch. And then you'd be like, I'm going on vacation. Who you with? That bitch. Like,
you know who paid for the whole thing.
You know what I mean?
But you got to understand, them women are
paid for it.
Yo, bro,
trust me,
that,
I know this nigga. Like, this is my friend.
You wildin'.
He gonna kill me for even talking about
this.
Yeah,
but you gotta stop treating her like that. If you doing all that and really want her around, that's really your shorty, you can't treat her like that. But if this is just some
niggas are crazy.
Around,
he's crazy. This nigga is crazy.
Yeah, he crazy. He is
I'm
crazy
telling you. But he crashed his car.
Yeah, that's wild.
He crashed his car because she was chasing him. But I think I told you this. And then she like jumped out and was like, yo, just take my car and go. Like, I'll say that I crashed into it. Because she know that she was doing some bullshit.
Yeah.
She chased him from the bar. First off, she was like sitting outside the bar waiting for him to come out the bar.
What, another girl?
No, bitches is crazy. I almost, yes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I almost. I almost pulled that one, but niggas is way crazier shooting a motherfucker. Come on. I almost pulled that before, too. Like, I'm not going to lie. I had keys to my ex's, his baby mother crib, right? So I'm going to tell you what happened. The nigga was hiding the keys because we lived together. So he was hiding the keys, and I found them. So I'm like, yo, whose keys is these? And the nigga was like, whatever. Oh, because my son, I had to drop him off, well, whatever. So I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, give the bitch back her keys. Yeah. So then I seen the keys again, so I took them. Like, all right, now they my keys. So I don't know what happened.
That's for penis.
We were, and I know where she live and everything. Like, so the.
But what was you gonna do? Like,
listen,
you
when
had
you
sex with my penis before.
No, when you're crazy and when you get mad, you get crazy.
It's
in certain
love.
Certain loves.
Yes.
Yes, you go crazy. And like when I tell you, me and him had got into it, and I kind of dipped, like just like blocked him or whatever. But then I called him, and he wasn't answering. So I was like, I'm about to come to your baby mom's crib right now. I got the keys to her house, and I'm going to go inside of the house.
You know what? I think penis might win.
And kill her.
Because
no,
I don't think dudes do that, man. OJ was OJ actually had to look into the mirror and see his wife getting smashed by somebody else and hear her moan. Like, that's probably, every moan probably was like somebody stabbing you in the fucking
stomach. They wasn't
stomach.
Even together anymore, right?
Still, if you love somebody, it don't matter. They don't got to be together.
Okay,
you
so
think
what's
the difference?
The feelings
actually go higher when you don't see the person as much.
What's the difference when you, like, in your mind know, like, all right, this is what it is. This is where that motherfucker is. So you think you can hear the moans in your head. You can be like, oh my God, I hear the moans.
You fucking my girl, bro. Fuck you. You better ever let me hear her moan.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Come on. Come on. Let's see what the call is talking about.
Oh, yeah. Who's on drugs?
Who's on drugs?
Who's on drugs? Y'all want to call out? Call.
Yes. 347-679-6118. Holler at us.
We could have added that in later.
Early. You know what I'm talking about?
You're always fucking up the vibe.
You know what I'm saying? We're just flowing.
Who's on drugs? Who's on drugs? Who's on drugs? Who?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's on drugs?
Who's on drugs? What's good with
not you? Me.
You not? You
I
sure?
I am not on drugs.
No.
I'm sure. I'm a year clean tomorrow.
Ooh. Oh, congratulations!
I don't know if it's like congratulations. You're clean from
you.
What? Though? You're clean from what?
It doesn't matter. She's sober living.
What you
yeah, sober living. That's it.
But was you just doing weed?
I was, I mean, I still smoke here and there, but I don't smoke as much as I used to when I used to be on drugs.
It's all
but no,
on
there's,
drugs.
I don't consider that
here.
Sober. You don't get sober from weed. That's not.
Okay, okay.
That's not a thing.
Please don't listen to anything Wax says.
Well, listen, congratulations. I'm more proud of you than anybody.
That's where you should stop at.
Thank you.
Stop there, okay? Don't ask her nothing else. Let her talk.
Stop while you're ahead, Wax. Just stop while you're ahead.
You know I was doing some bullshit.
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
So, I know y'all have the one topic, but I like the topic about the difference between... talking and dating.
Me too. They just tried to shit on me. You paid attention to how they did that to me.
I know. You
yeah, talking. Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was messed up.
Yeah, so
no,
we could go with that topic.
I think the difference between talking and dating, like talking is like you can talk to other people. You're not just exclusive to one person. When you're dating somebody, you're like with them. You're not like talking to other people and going out on other dates with people like. I don't know. That's just a difference to me. Like, I've been dating my boyfriend for 4 years, and we're, like, exclusive. That's just how it is. But you're not, like, talking to somebody for, like, you know, that long of a period of a time.
So what if you're talking to somebody and then your friend comes around and they like, yo, I'm talking to this guy. Look at him.
And his wife.
That's okay? So because he's talking to the both
guy,
of y'all?
I don't
yeah.
know.
Because you're just talking to him, so it's okay.
But that's your friend, though.
But y'all just talking.
I don't know. That's not on him, though. That's on your friend. Because oh, yeah. that's not really your friend if your friend's talking to somebody that you're talking to. But that's not on him. I mean, you know, if you're not exclusive, then he can talk to who he wants to. But you need to get rid of your friend right, if so, she's so talking what, to what the you dude call, you're talking to.
What do you call exclusive? I call exclusive when y'all start smashing raw. So what do you call exclusive?
I guess exclusive is like just when you're not dating anybody else. Like it's just y'all two. Was it that one dude that called in and was like smashing like four girls bra? Yes. That was crazy. Like you don't want that.
But listen,
no,
it really happens
that.
All the time. It is like, yo, if this dude smashed you raw, how long did this guy take to start smashing you raw? Maybe like two or three times you just had sex for the first time. How long did it take for y'all?
I don't know, because we were like pretty exclusive. Like we got pretty exclusive pretty fast. So, and I moved in like a month after we started dating. So,
y'all started
so it was pretty.
But is that a conversation though?
Quick.
Do you yeah. just be like, all right, we're together now? Like, how do you know you go from talking to being exclusive? Well, moving in is one thing, but yeah, before yeah. that.
I think, I don't know, because we were like pretty young. Like, I'm only 22, and we were like 18 when I started dating him. Mm-hmm. And so I think, like, you have that conversation, and then, you know, you become Facebook official, and, like, you know, you just know that
wow.
y'all aren't seeing nobody else. So I guess it's like a conversation, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we?
It's I mean,
like
you got to make sure they're not.
Wax will hang up on them if they started the conversation like that, I'm sure.
What the fuck? You don't get what's happening? I'm smashing
well,
raw.
That's
because
Wax is
pussy.
Trash.
I'm eating your pussy and I'm smashing raw.
He just said that it happens all the time. He just said that it happens all the time that people are smashing multiple people raw. That's
yes.
just Wax. That's
yeah, he's
just
nasty.
No, this is the world. This is what happens out in the world. Why I'm...
No, we know it happens. It's, nobody is brain dead.
Yeah, and it's just trash dudes.
Yeah, and it doesn't
it's
mean
trash
that
dudes
that's
that are
okay.
doing it.
I'm
yeah.
not doing it. I
no,
you. If
not
you're
at
doing
all.
It more than one girl raw a year, you're a hoe.
And he's a hoe.
Yeah,
do
because you're
smash raw.
Yeah,
lies.
Nope, I don't do that.
Yeah, and that's how you get a bunch of kids too.
Right.
Nobody yeah. wants all
well,
that with a bunch of different
gets
people.
Them abortions.
I want no. Stop it. I don't want a bunch of kids. Y'all come on. I want some.
That's not legal everywhere.
Exactly. He's gonna
and
get jammed up again.
They're trying to cut you off from being able to do that.
Hoo-hoo.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. Right.
He's gonna get jammed up and. He's going to be itchy, too.
I feel like...
You got to watch out for these girls out here, man.
No, you're right. Pussy is fucked up, right?
But I do feel like if you're talking to
no.
somebody, there has to be some kind of... no. That there's some kind of boundaries. You know what I mean? I feel like it don't got to
yeah.
be a conversation like we're exclusive, this, is that, and the third. But I feel like if I'm talking to you, it's certain things that I expect you not to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, especially...
I think communication...
Yeah.
Communication is the thing with that. Like, because even if you're talking to somebody, you need to have communication and be like, you know, I'm dating other people. We're not exclusive. You know, you need to set those rules no matter what if you're smashing somebody.
And if they're not on the same page as you, you shouldn't fuck with them no more. Because what's going to happen is you just going to get more attached the more and more y'all keep fucking.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And you thinking
mm-hmm.
you in a relationship and those motherfuckers is like, I'm just fucking that person. So I think, like, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then you have that.
Go ahead.
You got that conversation in the beginning, like, oh, we're not, you know, we're not exclusive, blah, blah, blah. And you can have that conversation, and some of these people out here will still think that you're exclusive, and they see you talking to somebody else, and they're cripping, yeah. you know, they got feelings, even though you clarified it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Sometimes people feelings change, though.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, girls be trying to make people feelings change, and I've been in those situations, I always feel bad, too. It's like, we know we both go into this thing as fucking, and the girl be like, oh, we just fucking in the beginning. And then she start catching feelings, but I ain't catch the feelings at the same time she caught the feelings. So now I'm the fucking scumbag.
But you have feeling, you never caught feelings?
See, I don't like how you say,
go ahead.
I don't like how you say God, girls. I
right.
mean, guys do that too.
Exactly.
No, but I was saying in my situation.
Girls out here.
Exactly.
No, dude, pussy is a motherfucker. Pussy fucks all of us up. You know what I'm saying? But it just so happened that pussy ain't changed my mind to want to fall in love. So just because I haven't fell in love exactly the time she did.
But all right. But look, have you ever said to a woman, yo, this is all I want to do? Yep. And then after a while, you're like, damn, I want a little bit more.
A lot of times.
And then like, so what? So what do you do?
She'll start seeing me try to get a little clingy and she bounce like you're supposed to.
So she be the one like, this is not what I signed up for.
But now I can't call her scumbag because I'm a man. You know what I'm saying?
You could definitely, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's because
if she leave me, she's supposed to be the scumbag.
I don't think she sees you as husband material. She found. All right,
so boom.
But
so
you can't call her. I think you can't call her a scumbag because you told her y'all agreed mutually that all y'all were going to be doing is fucking.
So let's keep that same energy when it comes down to men.
We do. I'll tell my friends, like, girl, he told you that he only wanted to fuck. Why are you trying to make it something else?
And he told you what it was.
All right, so y'all keep that same energy. When any girl call up here and say, why is the scumbag here? Y'all know who the fuck works in.
But it's only it's only if it doesn't work out that way. Sometimes, like I said, when you're around somebody or you fucking them constantly, you start catching feelings.
Yes, and that's what men we have to stop doing, because I was also fucking a girl too many times. Anytime over three times, you're fucked up. And so I fucked up.
Wax,
go ahead.
I think it's where you come from, because I know where Monk's Corner, South Carolina is. My parents are from there, and my dad is trash. And so I think dudes from the Charleston area are just trash, honestly. I think that's what it is.
Well, I'm actually from New Jersey. So I'm from New Jersey, but I have a farm.
But you're bred over there.
My peoples are over there. But
That's where your people are.
That's where you're bred.
But
you were raised by your people.
Your peoples is like you're going to be like
from
that.
From Jersey, so, you know, I stayed in Jersey. And
I just think he's just trash. I don't think it got nothing to do with it.
It's possible. A lot of men with penises are. You know what I'm saying? We like pussy, so if you want to call
men
trash,
with penises.
Hopefully some of them have them.
So if you want to call me trash because I like pussy, I take being trash because I like pussy. But when they come to me about
an old lady getting
hit, if I see a whole lady getting hit and I walk past, call me trash then. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that guy. I'm a good guy. I just like pussy, just like the other guys who got penises.
Yeah, but if you're going to just commit to somebody, you just need to commit to them. But if you're going to tell them in the beginning that's all it's going to be, and then they change their mind and then you just keep leading them on, that's trash.
Look, so can you apologize to me, please, because I'm not trash. I'm telling everybody the truth.
He's trash.
Okay, Wax, I'm sorry. You're
Thank you.
Trash. How's that?
Oh, okay.
She's like, okay, Wax, I'm sorry you're trash.
Well, I'll let y'all go.
All right, no doubt,
baby. All right,
thank you for calling.
Peace.
All right.
Who's on drugs?
Who's on drugs?
Fuck, she take the fun out of everything.
Oh, my God. By the time y'all picked up, taking all day talking to that bitch. Don't nobody give a fuck about her. She in a whole 4-year relationship, bitch. I'm single. Don't nobody give a fuck what she talking about. What's up, L'Oreal? What's up, Wax?
Hi.
What's good?
Yeah, this is trash.
I figured that. I'm here crying like, yo, this nigga is crazy.
No.
We miss you, Trash.
What's good, bro?
I done heard the whole damn show. I don't even have to listen on Monday no more.
Stupid. What's going on with you?
Yo, well, first I was going to say, Wax, you are absolutely right. They did fucking change Harriet out of Family Matters.
Thank you.
They did?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
When did they change Harriet?
They brought some random ass woman in one day. Like, literally, like, they just randomly changed her out one day.
I think it switched from
Can you pull that up, please?
Damn, I must have stopped watching that shit.
Watching Family Matters?
It wasn't the brown skin Harriet?
I thought it was Harriet who...
No, hold on. I got to see.
Yeah,
Harriet Tubman is coming up. Is that the same? Is that the same? Oh, no. Harriet
Winslow. You got to know your soap operas, man. You got to know them, man.
It's Harriet Winslow. It just got the brown skin one.
That's it?
Oh, who the fuck is that?
No, I'm telling you, they changed to Harriet.
Let's see who that motherfucker is.
See, who's this other bitch? They got a divorce.
I told you they changed her out.
Nah, this was like the 2000 Family Matters. I ain't watch it then.
Where she at? Carl was cheating.
Hey, L'Oreal OX.
Yes.
Look, I need some advice real quick, right?
Okay.
So,
can't believe.
Matter of fact, I ain't gonna say it's about me. So I'm gonna take it out of me. This is a general question,
that's
right?
Too late.
So let's say you're talking to somebody, right? And you find out some information about them, but they don't know that you know this information. Because let's say, boom, L'Oreal, you're talking to this guy. You send a picture to your friend, and your friend hits you with a text like, bitch, I got to call you.
Mm-hmm.
And they call you telling you all this shit like, oh, they know him. Like, he be in mad orgies, and he do meth.
What?
Wow. And mind you, this person, but this person to you, like, they seem like the perfect person ever. They act like the perfect person ever.
We just had a situation like this, didn't we?
Scumbags are the best.
They literally act like they don't do nothing wrong. They act like they don't even have sex like that. And it's like this person, like this person has receipts about this person.
This is amazing.
Orgies and all kinds of production.
Amazing. Yo, they're the best. Scumbags are the fucking best.
Why are they the best, Wax?
Huh?
Why are they the best? Elaborate, nigga.
Because we, well, they.
We. They.
They have enough experience and they know exactly what to do. They know what fun is all about. So the person who's sitting at home really ain't doing nothing. The one we think that we want is boring as hell. We don't really want that person, but
let me ask you, so how about this? Yo, is meth a bad drug to, like, were you fucking a nigga that's doing meth? Well, Wax, did you fuck a girl that's doing meth?
Meth? No.
Hell no.
What no.
The fuck?
I think, like, even anything past weed.
Anything past weed is wild.
Like,
but what if you can't tell? What if you literally had no idea? They didn't look like it. They never owned it around you.
Beginners.
They just started, but when they get the fucking unfunctioning because of that shit,
yeah.
Like, I feel like I've seen functioning coke heads.
Oh, all the time.
I haven't seen functioning.
Oh,
meth heads.
Yeah, yeah, I've definitely seen that. Yeah.
I don't see functioning meth heads
or dope heads
or dope head or crackhead.
I've never seen a person on meth.
I got a functioning crackhead. I know.
Nah, she ain't there yet.
He
with the you ain't watched Snowfall when she did the crack rock. They was like, no, no.
These are crackheads that they on crack for years. They holding it down.
I can't believe that.
All right, so basically, y'all would stop talking to them.
Fuck
hell
yeah.
Yeah, bro, what the fuck?
And it's, I mean, I'm not a judgy person, but like meth and fucking orgies,
yo, bro,
that's a lot.
That's what the fuck is going on. They getting smashed by mad drug dealers.
And then, or yeah, because they trying to get that meth.
Early. That's all that's happening. Your orgies, okay? That's drug dealers getting smashed.
And I feel like once you're not in your right mind, you start making decisions that are not right. And that's when diseases come into play.
Check, bro.
And stuff like that. So I would definitely say, like, you have to be careful because once you think of drugs, you just think of, like,
the worst.
Yeah.
Alleyways. Like, we still in the 80s. Like, is he sitting in alleyways and got some guys coming with the fucking mask on?
Shit, I don't know no meth heads. Maybe I do and they're not telling me. You know what I mean? But I don't.
A meth head tells on this stuff. That's like somebody doing push-ups. You know they're doing it.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Yeah. But I wouldn't want to even be around that because to me, that's contagious.
Yes, that's like, going to get on you.
You're going to be a meth head soon.
Early.
Don't do it.
You going to feel sorry?
All right.
I want to enter out of experience with you.
Yeah, unless you like living on the streets with no teeth, I would say let it go.
Yeah. Not worth it.
All right, so hey, again, this is a general question. This
yeah,
general
yeah, I'm
question.
Sure.
Go get checked out, man. Go get checked.
L'Oreal, hey, ain't you coming to Philly later, L'Oreal?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, but yeah, GG had texted me yesterday and said that you was coming, and so I'm probably going to see you later type shit.
Okay, I'll see you later. We about to have
fun. All right, Wes.
Yeah, hell no.
Hell no.
Fuck.
Yo, I fucked this fiend before, yo. I went home and scrubbed my motherfucking shit so fucking crazy.
Why do y'all do that? Like, I know a few guys that have fucked fiends before.
I mean, back in the day, that's what I tell you. That's how a lot of young dudes get lost their virginity. And that's how we dudes be like, oh, I get pussy. You been fucking these fiends out here. Like, when you dudes start hustling, just a little bit just to get pussy. Like they,
that's how you know y'all niggas is hustling backwards. Like y'all fucking the fiends and the women was fucking the drug dealers. So at least they had like a step up above y'all always.
L'Oreal, you're right.
Who's on drugs?
You.
Trav's boyfriend. That's not funny.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, hold on. Who is this?
Yo, what's up?
You.
You know her?
That's a girl.
I said, do you know her? Because you said, yo, who is this? Like you.
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh.
You.
Yo, this is Trey. What's up? The call dropped.
Oh, Issa Trey, huh?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, Issa Trey. I love
ya. You scared me.
Yo,
we thought you was
wait,
a good
yo,
one.
Shout out to Taylor because she just picked up as soon as I called back. I appreciate that. Usually I'd be like, damn, I'm not getting through. I'm not getting back through.
We thought this
what's
was
up,
a good
guys?
Call for Wax that it was going to be somebody he fucked because he was like, oh, wait a minute.
Right,
what is that boy?
That excited?
Yeah, you heard his voice.
I was like, oh, I know her. No, you know, not high Wax.
Listen, believe me. It's
sorry
thank,
to disappoint you.
No, thank God. I appreciate it.
We got
no,
all our favorites calling today.
He's awaiting. No, but so which was the original topic? And I agree with Trav, even though he don't like me. I agree with Trav, that white girl, whoever that was, talked way too long. I was like, oh,
wait,
y'all.
Why you don't like Trav?
No, because me and Trav got into it on social media over some dumb shit. But now, he's the homie. Like,
can't
I like him.
Say, can
but yeah,
call
we got
somebody
into it over some
over
dumb
here?
Shit.
Yeah, we got to make y'all
and
friends.
He blocked me.
What?
No, call
nah,
him
he
right
blocked
now.
Me.
Call
like,
Trav.
He's my... He was literally like my favorite.
Can you tell
gay,
me who this
like,
person
advocate.
Is right now? And show me who this
we,
person is.
She's one of our
I
favorites.
Swear.
She's always talking to us.
Hey, what's up?
She's the she's
yeah,
lesbian.
It was really. I'm not. I really.
She's always making fun of you.
He's probably gonna be like.
Hey.
He's literally gonna be like, oh, it was dumb as fuck. But you can call him if you want. But nah, he. I was like, yo, you my dog. Like we used to DM each other all the time about a bunch of gay shit. I'm a lesbian, he's gay, and we'd be like, yo, I can't believe this rapper said this. This happened. This, and we would be just going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then yeah.
You don't get no pussy.
Who?
You.
That's a lie.
You talk too much.
I want. Wait.
That's an absolute lie.
You talk too much.
Don't you live in New York?
No, you just said no. Wax, relax. You just said let's call him on three way and see what happens. I'm telling you what happened. Now I talk too much.
Yeah,
relax.
And I'm just saying.
But no,
you're talking that fast for no reason.
Wait, do you live in New York?
Slow your tongue down.
Yeah, I live in New York.
Well, Wax really wants to call Trav. Do you want to talk to Trav?
We gotta see why.
Yeah, really
we gotta see why.
Yeah,
we gotta see why y'all don't like each other. That's fucked up.
Okay.
I'm sure you probably talking.
I know it
shit.
Is fucked up because, like I said, I'm not fake like that. Like he's really my dog. And I'm like, yeah, we really arguing over some dumb shit. Like, what the fuck?
Hold on, real quick. Hold on.
Damn.
Yo, Trav.
Yo.
Listen, man. Hold on. I got this girl on the other line who talking mad shit about you, bro.
Oh.
Hold on. We're about to put her on. We're about to put on.
Bring that bum bitch on.
There
oh
we go.
My God.
Oh, yeah. Right now. Fuck this.
Bring that bum bitch on.
Let's go. Hello?
No, she's not.
Yeah. Where that bum bitch at?
She did not say nothing bad.
She was
bad.
Talking mad shit about
yo,
you,
yo, she
Trav.
Was saying mad
yo,
nice stuff.
No, she did. She said, fuck Trav.
Oh no! She can suck my dick.
Oh my God, Trav! Why would you believe him?
I said me and Trav were hella cool, and then we argued over some dumb shit, which I didn't say
what you said.
It was about just about a person.
Hold on! Is this Issa?
Yeah.
Is this Issa?
You're the
piece of
trash.
You know what? I'm not listening to Wax. I know Wax. I know he's going talking shit about me.
I'm about to say, I know you don't believe Wax.
Oh,
I know you don't believe
Wax. I thought you said.
No, you know, me and Issa had we had a disagreement on Instagram, yo, because she was talking shit about Charlamagne. She was talking shit about Charlamagne. And I checked her ass about talking about Charlamagne.
Wait, you right back, because I said... You said I'd be wasting my time telling
check
him.
Check two.
That he's. You said you checked me back. I checked you back. You said I.
Oh no! Oh no! Sweetheart. No! I checked you. That is, no! That was it.
Really messed up shit about the gay community, and he's not an ally. I said he's not an ally because he's always making jokes about the gay community and gay people.
No.
DM, and then one day he saw my comment and was like, "You always going in on Charlamagne?" Yeah. Oh, okay, man. Like, I don't like the way he's always making gay shit a mockery. He's never bringing up
gay people, especially gay men, in a positive way. He's always like, yeah, whose ass are we looking at tonight? I'm like,
hold on. You know what? No, I'm gonna let her talk. Go ahead.
No, but that's annoying. So that's why I said, when I said we got into it over something dumb on Instagram, was because he said he always sees me comment about Charlamagne. I said, absolutely. Charlamagne is always, and DJ and we are always saying things that just make it look like that black men or gay people or gay men rather are always just talking about ass and this and that. And then they want to joke back and forth. And when people ask them to stop, when people ask them, why are you talking about this so much? They're always like, why? Why can't we talk about assholes? It's like, y'all are trying to make it stop.
Alright, so boom.
They just tried when you me for saying my opinion. That's the end of it.
No, I didn't even go into it. I said, yo, basically, this is because they like to make jokes all the time. Yo, it doesn't mean that he's not an ally. Like, Charlamagne is definitely for the LGBT community. Just because he made jokes does not mean that he's not for the community. And just because, and we can't push people away that I know is an ally and that's actually for the community. So just because he makes jokes, he's not going to push that man away.
I said in my comment, you should tell him to act accordingly.
You checked him.
That is not what an ally should look like.
Issa, your phone was loud before, and now you're getting low. I just need you to put the. It sounds a little muffled. Hello? We got to hear you clearly.
No, but at the end of the day, she was like, I'm talking about literally. This is how I felt. She was like, I will always see her comments. Like, always see her comments on the Breakfast Club page, on Envy page, on Charlamagne page.
I don't even
Exactly. Exactly. You don't even follow them, but every time I turn around, I saw your name.
Breakfast Club. I was on the Breakfast Club pages, not.
So then, boom, I saw her comment, and I was just like, yo, I said, bro, I said, every time I turn around, I was like, for you not to be a fan of them, you always commenting on them and then, like, following them and always following everything Charlamagne's saying. I was like, yo, you need to relax. Then she got the fuck smart, and it was just like, all right.
Okay, so child.
I voiced my opinion, and I said, I feel this way about him and DJ Envy doing this. And I'll say it again. I mean, and also, you only see my comments because that's how Instagram is set up. They spotlight people's comments that you know. So I comment once a week or twice a month, you always end up seeing it. So frequency is not really the point here. The point is that's my opinion, and I said it, and then you got mad about it.
And you're right. I got mad because you got smart with me. I didn't even get smart with you. And again, like, you cool as shit. And then you like.
You said I'm always. You said I'm always on here. Do something else. Da da da. And I said, yeah, I'm coming.
No.
Like that topic. I don't like how they're making a mockery of men and their sexuality. I do not like that. Period. And I will say it again. Like I just did. So.
I don't think they're disrespectful. But it's crazy.
I like each other.
So, Chav, are you going to unblock her? That was, yes. Like, why we really,
yes,
called.
We want y'all to be friends.
We definitely both were like, block.
We try to friendship.
Can you unblock her? Yes or no?
Yeah, because I didn't even know that. Cause I thought we were still following each other because she was petty first. She unfollowed me. And then I was like, oh, block this, like, shit.
Are you going to follow him?
He has to unblock her first in order to follow. All
right.
Yeah.
So you take the first step.
But like I said, it wasn't nothing personal. That's literally what I said. I'm like, it's so weird I called right after Chad because he don't like me no more for some Instagram shit.
No, I don't like you no more. Like, it's like, I fuck with Issa because, like, she's for the community and all that shit, chill. Like, we used to have good conversations and rooting for her. Like, she's an amazing writer, all that shit, chill. But she just got the fuck smart for no reason.
The LGBTQ community got to stick together. Fuck DJ Envy and Charlamagne.
they bullshitting with this shit.
Yo, we be mad. That's all I can say. Because we went back and forth for like 6 minutes and it was heated. And then it was like, oh, well.
Now, y'all got to go against Charlamagne and Envy.
No, man. So Charlamagne and Envy, my guys, man. Bye, though.
Listen, y'all unblock and start following each other again. I'm happy to make sure y'all rekindled again. This is great.
Gay.
Hey, man, you know what? Look at the bullying and the beast out here rekindling friendships,
this
man.
Look at that.
This
is great.
This is allyship. We're allies.
Okay, I'm an ally. Right?
No, you're in the community.
Hey,
I'm
Wax,
an ally.
Wax, yeah. you are the A in the LGBTQIA.
What's the A?
You're an ally.
I'm an ally. I thought that was about to say the A. The A A in the ATL, I might say hell no.
That too.
What's the A in the ATL?
He's trying to say that in Atlanta is a lot of gay men. You see, he's one of them. He's not an ally.
You know
what? Yes, go ahead and comment. Get him.
Always talking shit. Fuck you. I was talking about a sick trap on your ass. Trap came with bullets ready to go.
Right under his comments. No, shit.
I didn't know it was ECL. I didn't know it was Trey. I didn't know it was her. All right, Joe.
Okay.
All right, peace. All right.
Hey, y'all.
If you want to confront your trolls, just come to Bully and the Beast.
Yes. Dope.
That was nice.
I like that.
We reunited a family.
Yeah, even like if you got like you want to catch your man doing something or something.
Here
like
we
that,
go with the bullshit.
Call up and let's call his ass and ask him why he treating you so bad. Why he don't love you.
He always got to take it too far. Let it be organic. If you need help with anything, just call up.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. It could be anything.
I like that. I want somebody to get caught like smashing.
You
want to
tell your child they're adopted?
Well, the kid ain't yours for real. Call up here. We got you back.
You want to find out why your bitch is in Trinidad?
Ooh, and cut the phone off.
You want to find out who she's with?
I know exactly who she's with.
Oh, man.
She's with the cameraman. Your girl going to kick your ass.
All right, we done? Okay, so that's it. We're out of here. Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yes.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
All that good shit.
Thanks for all the support. We love you guys.
Of course.
We're allies.
Yep. I'm the A.
We're here. We're queer.
She's queer.
We ain't going nowhere.
Early.
Bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.